Good afternoon. I'm Eliezer Bermudez, and you hear my accent. If you don't learn anything this afternoon, at least you're going to learn to speak English with a Puerto Rican accent, okay? So I always tell that to my students. I'm going to talk today briefly about environmental health in developing countries and the prevalence of parasites, a case sample of Peru. This was a work done in Lima, Peru. And it was done also, it was a master project of Josue Carrillo. I was part of his thesis project, Dr. Sabogal and Ruth Celada from the Catholic University in Lima, Peru. Nothing to disclose, okay? No conflicts there. So I needed to put, everybody had to put that there. So the primary objective is going to be to give you an overview of some of the environmental problems in Lima and how they relate also to the prevalence of parasites in children. And again, this presentation is based on data collected during a period basically of 3 years. We started around 2010, and I had been had the opportunity to visit since 2009 Lima, Peru, and work with the Catholic University there. And this project was funded with at least 2 grants from the Office of International Programs at Indiana State University. I'm going to show you some pictures very quickly. That's Josue Carrillo, the master student, and that's when he did his thesis defense on last summer of 2012. That's Ruth Celada, and before here, this is Dr. Sabogal, also of the committee. And Peru, geographically, as you know where it is, as you know, it had the Pacific Ocean on the side, they had the Andes, and then the jungle or tropical region. All this area here is very dry and gets less than 1 inch of rain per year. So all the water they get comes from the Andes region. And it's a city, Lima per se is a city of big strains. You have two big different areas there. You have an areas of very high poverty and other areas that are basically for tourists with a lot of development on it, big hotels, nice shopping centers. So very, very strained areas. It's estimated that the population of Lima is around 9 to 12 million people. And it's very, very congested because it cannot expand anymore. It had the ocean in one side and the mountains on the back, so it keeps growing just in a small area. And a lot of the people that keep moving toward Lima, they go and live in these shanty towns of pueblos jóvenes that basically don't have any services. The only service sometimes they have may be electricity, and you could see just this a wire passing from house to house, but there's no running waters, there's no sewage collection, there's no trash collection. So all of those environmental health problems are there for these families living on the, under these conditions. So what we decided to do, Josue approached me and say, I wanted to see what is the prevalence of parasites in this shanty town called El Trebo. And I say, Josue, I'm quite sure if you go there and check for parasites, chances are that all the children may be positive of having parasites on it. But you have to have another group to compare to see the incidence, what it is in another group. So what we did, we just found an experimental group, the shanty town El Trebo. And then we approached a private academy. He was a member of a church that have a private academy, and there they have a club, Conquistadores, for children also. And we approached them to see if we could use those children that were more affluent of parents that have more money and resources to compare them with the children of the shanty town. To get in touch with the group, to get them to participate, 2 workshops were done. One was done in the shanty town by an MD, Dr. Pedro Tirado, and it was more about parasites, educating the parents, and then encourage them to participate, to collect samples for the children to participate on the study. The other one was I did a presentation then at the private academy to the professors there, to the teachers, and some of the parents also, to motivate them to present the study for them to have the students to participate on the study. All the parents have parents signed a form consent, and we got permission to do the study. And each group, we have 40 students. I'm going to show you the results on, in terms of gender and age. The parents also completed a questionnaire for us to have demographic information and other information on of living conditions. And then also the parents collected fecal samples to test for parasites, and this one we sent to private labs that agreed to do the test at a discount price for these families. So that was what we did there. This is a shantytown in Trevor. You can see the condition is very just all mountains and very, very, very poor conditions. There's no roads. The roads is all dirt there. It hardly rains, so the houses are covered just sometimes cardboard, things, nothing much holding them. The major part of the houses, the floor is dirt also there. Since there's no running, you see the, how they hold a cover. Not only they live on those conditions there, but a lot of them are raising pigs on these areas. So all the feces of the pigs also get on the soil, run through. They burn tires to cook the food that they're going to feed to the pigs. So you have the dust from the dirt plus all the air pollution of those tires that get burned. Also, their environmental conditions. And since there's no, that's Josue and me the day that we visit the town, since there's no running water, basically all the water, I'm going to show you more examples later, gets stored on these tanks and it's used for everything. Drinking, cooking, doing the dishes, doing the, you know, washing the clothes, all the water comes from those tanks there. So this is the Club Conquistadores. When I did the presentation, these are, you see, the students on the academy. And then this is the education workshop, Dr. Tirado explaining, and this is a little obscure, but it's the families there. And to encourage the families on the shantytown to come, we also supplied them, every family that participated, they got a basket of food for them to take home and feed their family. And we supplied the kids at that time with some hot chocolate and bread also for them to eat when they were there. Very unique. Not non-male parents participated. This was all the females only, the mothers with the children that came to this. Very different than Club Conquistadores. There was a mixture of fathers and mothers that came to participate on this. So very different strategy and responsibilities toward the children also there. That the presentation, you see a big private academy, all the children there, and the professors. And okay, the results here. The children, they were 4 to 8 years old. Very similar groups on the experimental group. The average age 5.2 and the control group 5.4. But look at this. The parents age on the shantytown, very young couples, 26 years old. The more studies have shown, the more education you have, the more affluent you have, you wait what, later to have children. 39, basically the average age of the parents of the control group of the most of the private college. And income also. This is a change in dollar, $395 per month to 13. So can you live in $395 per month, you know, for a family? And not only that, the results also, the number of children. The more, again, on the shantytown, look at the, basically the major part of them have what, 3 to 4 children, bigger families. The control group, they are, is a smaller family. But the other result, the other big thing is this, what we were looking for, the parasite testing. 39 of the 40 children on the experimental group tested positive, basically 100% of them, okay? It's a chance that only one turned negative. On the control group, the opposite, only 11 tested positive. And you're going to see the type of parasites on the experimental group, it was not only one parasite, they had 2 to 3 parasites at a time. And on the control group, it was one, and this pinworm is the most common parasite in the United States too. Is the parasite basically of the affluent people or the rich people very easy to pass to other, but it's the most common in the United States too. So big difference there. Then if you do the odd ratio, as you remember from your epidemiology, it means basically that if you live in the shanty town, you have 100 times higher risk of getting parasites. That is, you don't live in the shanty town. The chances are you're going to get parasites. The conditions are there. And the problem is what to do. Can you remove them out of there? They're going to be exposing because we treated them. The children got treatment. The chances are that they're going to get what? Reinfected again there. So three different water samples also we tested, and they tested for fecal coliform, and the water is delivered here, this truck, because there's no room on it, and it's more expensive. That is, you get public service and you have, they pay a bit more. They're poorest and pay more for the water also. But you could see where they get stored, the water, it gets contaminated very easily. Even if the water arrives okay, eventually they may contaminate them. All the parasites, the mode of transmission basically is what? Fecal oral. Lack of hygiene. Dirt, you know, lack of washing, water contaminated. For all of them is fecal oral. So chances are the children get it on their hands, pass it. It could be even from animals, and you're going to see the trash. That's the way animals there. It doesn't get collected. Outhouses also contaminating the soil, whatever. So the conditions are there. This is the school. That's the school there. And the soil, you see, this is the playground. It's all dirt. And if you look there, basically it's all dog feces and cat feces everywhere. So the conditions are perfect for these children to get contaminated. And I'm almost certain that the parents are also contaminated. The pinworm even could be airborne and pass very easy too. The water gets contaminated. The conditions are there. So this lack of basic services, not running water, okay, clean water, wastewater collection, trash collection, the hygiene part, educating, increases the chances for these children, okay? Poor hygiene increases that. Children living in the shantytown have 100 times higher chances of getting these parasites than Club Conquistadores. What to do is a big problem. It's not. This is just a sample only, very small, of the situation in Lima there. So of the references, Peru is a great place. If you have the chance to visit Lima, go there. Great food, great people. The ceviche is great. You learn not to get sick the first time after a few. The first time we were trying some drinks and we got sick, but after that you drink good wine, Peruvian wine too, and you have a good time. Great, great people, very eager to learn. The students on the master program, very eager to learn and get out and help their people. So it's a lot to do, and the point is they're growing so fast. These streams, you know, we visited even the Urup Islands in Lake Titicaca, and these people had gone from not having electricity, not to wireless thing, because now they have solar power, they have cell phones, and before they never have electricity or anything. So it's some very dramatic changes, a lot of tourism and a lot of growing, but it's more for us. Of the 12 million people there in Lima, Peru, there's not even a wastewater treatment plant to treat it. All the wastewater basically go to the ocean without any treatment. They have a lot of different problems in air pollution, soil pollution, water, but they're moving forward. They are like 30 years behind in terms of environmental control laws. Here we passed the EPA 1970 and we have all those laws. There in 2000 to 2005, it had been that all the environmental law had been passed, and now they have to be enforcing them to move the country forward in terms of environmental health. Any questions? Thank you very much.